This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Plunge. Easy to use, reliable cold plunges at affordable prices. Save $150 off with code MMA150. Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save 33% off monthly VPS plans with code VPS 33 off. Bulletproof Coffee, power your mind, fuel your body, and unleash your limitless potential. Save 20% off with code BPMMA20. Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 575.
575! Five.
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on? What are you drinking over there?
A little hard seltzer. I don't know. This is just what I found in my fridge.
It's all okay. Good.
It's mango flavored. It's not my favorite. But it
no,
gets,
no kombuchas or kombuchas, whatever you're plying me with that one day.
We're in the middle of home construction. It's I take what I can get at this point. So
I hear you. Maybe I need to ship you stuff, and maybe you should just borrow my air conditioner. I have an air conditioner in my garage.
Oh,
a window unit.
Nice. Maybe I should.
It's there. I think I packed it in, but I can get it back out.
I will think about this. Thank you for the offer, sir.
Offers on the table. Offers on the table.
Very kind of you.
Let's see what else is happening back this week. Got some shit going on. Now I don't have shit going on. Mm-hmm. And we had a big UFC over the weekend, which with 278.
Oh, God. Yeah. Shall we talk about this card here?
Seriously.
Go ahead. Where do we start? Should we start
my main event? Yeah.
Usman versus Edwards.
Dos. Yep.
I don't know. What a fucking disaster of a. I don't know. Like, well, Usman clearly lost the first round, in my opinion.
I think, for sure.
The judges would agree. And then he won the next three. You know, there was a lot of wrestling going on and things. And.
Yeah, a little lay and pray, it seemed like, at times.
Yeah.
A lot of grabbing of the fence, too, which we should talk about, because I think Usman was doing it the most, and then Leon did it at some point to get back up, and then Herb stopped the fight and made them go back down in a position. I'm like, wait, like, so you're kind of penalizing Edwards, but you're letting Usman do it the whole fight, but anyway.
Yeah, and then, you know, in the... I don't know if it was like just a kind of like a lapse in like judgment or reflexes, or he was tired, or he's channeling his best Anderson Silva, but Usman slips in the fifth round and takes a fucking kick to the head.
Yeah, it slips a punch was what you're saying. Like he slipped into it, like he ducked right into it.
Because I forget
what I think he threw like a 1-2. So he threw, he's southpaw in the stance. So he's a right left. And then he followed with a left kick on the side that Usman was ducking into. And kind of similar to what happened to Dominic Cruz the week prior, where when he's fighting Marlon Vera and he fucking ducked down and Vera fucking head kicked him, broke his nose. And I can talk about that a little bit later. But watching this fight, you would have thought Leon Edwards, the way the announcers were talk, he packed up his bags and was ready to go home and fucking like you can, this is MMA, right? You can never count anybody out. And I think this goes when you look back when Leon Edwards fought Nate Diaz, right? And he's just beating his ass. And then I think it was in the fifth round, like Nate drops him, but didn't follow it up. He was just like, fuck you. I'm like, oh shit. But man, did he not get all of that fucking head kick?
He got all of it, and you know, and Usman goes down, and I was just like, kind of like, what the fuck just happened? I don't understand how you fucked this up so badly, but
hello darkness, my old friend.
And you know, I think Usman seemed like he was fairly classy in defeat, but what are you gonna do? These things happen in MMA, right? Isn't that how the saying goes?
It's true. And why, like, every time someone get knocked out, why is Joe Rogan reaction like this? Oh my God, the aliens! The aliens! Like, he's never seen some fool get knocked out before. Every fucking time.
Is that actually what happened, or are they just cut and paste the same video from
it every... could be. Every event. This is the greatest KO in welterweight history. The greatest head kick KO ever. He is the best striker we've ever seen. Pound for pound, the best fighter ever. Every fucking fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, you guys, you're killing me. And the way they were just brutalizing Edwards the whole fight. So it kind of is like some poetic justice when the guy comes back and KOs the guy in devastating fashion. And hard to say if it's warranted or not. And then people were kind of looking at Trevor Whitman because he had a really good 2011 with his fighters. I think they had six fights and 2021, they had six fights, six wins. 2022, three fights, three losses. So I don't know what's going on, because this seemed, like you were saying, just a lapse in judgment, right? Like you fucking one tiny mistake and that's a wrap.
Yep. Unfortunately. But what are you going to do?
Oh, I know what they're going to do. Immediate rematch.
Run it back.
Fuck yeah. We can't never have a champion lose. We got to do it again. Make sure it's for realsies.
Yes.
Every fucking time. Like, why? I don't ever understand that. Why can't we just let the champ lose and then let him work his way back up? We don't need to see the same thing. Because, yeah, is the same thing going to happen? Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Amanda Nunes, Juliana Pena, right? Pena clearly beat the shit out of her first time, clearly lost the second time.
Yeah, well, I think that they were talking today about the odds for trilogy fight, and Usman's, like, huge favorite, which...
Yeah, he should be. Man. It's, one of those things that happens. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you can do. You can talk about our sponsor. Well, Manscaped action.
Hey,
cue Manscaped. ESPN sound.
Da, 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 da.
Thanks. Da, 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 da.
I think that's Monday night, but whatever.
Whatever. It's fine. It's all good. Fellas, fantasy football draft season is right around the corner. CD Lamb is good, but have you seen these beautiful balls? It's, I don't know, these nuts. That's what it should be. It's time to get your snake looking right for the snake draft with the sponsors of today's show, Manscaped. The leader in below-the-waist grooming have created a championship lineup with their Performance Package 4.0. Join the 6 million men, you heard me, I almost said that right, worldwide, who trust Manscaped. And get ready for kickoff by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off plus free shipping.
Yes, and slotted at quarterback, we have the Lawnmower 4.0 Trimmer. This spaceship is here to guide you on a journey to trim your body, balls, and even your A-gap. Still don't know what that is. The Weed Whacker.
Do I have that?
The Weed Whacker is also included in the Performance 4.0 package. It's the ultimate flex. Watch it run through your ear and nose hairs like Derrick Henry coming up the gut.
Up your butt?
You're running back, I believe. I don't know. I think so.
Pounding it home. So that's right. You get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. It's time to put the PP back in a PPR. Get a grip on your pigskin, the skin with Manscaped. Huh? I'm not up on all this terminology.
I'm confused. There's too many lingos and slingos and whatever.
All I know is you can get a nice clean shave. I did it the other day. I like the little razor they give you. It's very satisfying because I don't know. There's like no room between the blades, and I don't see that how you're gonna get cut. There's no way. And that's what it's all about.
And next week he's like in the hospital. Oh, I cut myself.
well, if you use a regular razor, I've cut myself a few times, but hey,
do not tempt fate.
I'm not keeping track.
Do not tempt the fate.
I try not to.
I hear noises. Things are happening. I'm okay.
It's the aliens.
If they come, it's the aliens. Speaking of aliens, can we talk about this Paulo Costa, Luke Rockhold, like debacle? What the fuck happened in this fight? Like there was weird shit happening the entire time.
Here, wait. Hands on knees.
It was very Rockhold, obviously very tired, doing weird stuff. They were talking to each other the whole time. I don't know if they were making love or fighting or what were they doing. There was like, he was Rockhold at one point was rubbing his bloody head all over Costa from Mount, or maybe it was in,
yeah, in the full guard. I think it was at the end of the fifth round. He had got Mount and fucking.
I mean, Rockhold did not look good in this fight. He was gassed immediately. I don't know if it was the altitude, if it was the pace, a lot of grapple fucking going on.
Here's the thing, because did he not learn from Cain Velasquez? I think he even talked about this. Like, oh my God, I saw how Cain performed in Mexico, and I'm going to get out there early. So I don't know what the time frame was for him getting out there early, but I talked to my brother, who used to be a personal trainer for a bunch of professional athletes, and we had talked about how long it takes to acclimate to elevation. He said it would take, this is back in the day for him, so this may be 20 plus years ago, so this information may be relevant or not, but we'll take it with a grain of salt, and I'll take it as fact. So he was saying to get fully acclimated, you either go up 30 days ahead of your fight and then you would be all right, or you go 1 or 2 days before your fight, and so you're not like, it's either all the way or just before your fight. And I think Luke went 7 to 10 days before, so it put him in that danger zone, unless you've been training at elevation, because I think then there's other weird factors involved, like say you do a 2-week stint in Colorado. So there's a couple of questions of like, one, why do they even have fighters fight at elevation? Because that's not something you should have to fucking deal with, like worry about how is my cardio going to be, when he should have pretty fucking good cardio, but you could tell he was fucking drowning out there. He was drowning. He was hands on his knees. It was reminiscent of the Dada 5000 versus Kimbo Slice fight.
Oh, Jesus.
Where they're both fucking dying. Yes. But Paulo didn't look that gassed out. He was tired, but not to the point that Luke was. Luke, I thought, was literally going to die in there. And credit to him for having enough heart to just muscle through all this shit. Because I remember there's one time he's like, fuck off, and he throws a left hand bomb and it lands, and he was still throwing power shots throughout the entire fight. But I mean, it was a clear 3-0 for Paulo Costa, unfortunately. And how about Costa? He said 6 a.m. the day he's cutting weight to weigh in, fucking USADA shows up to take blood. I'm like, that sounds like a sound plan. USADA, just fucking take his blood while he's cutting weight. And that's not detrimental to the fucking guy's health. So I don't understand, because I think this is the second fighter that's happened to in the last month.
It has.
Someone else said that.
Well, Dana was saying, I think either at the post-fight presser or just today, that basically he was going to make sure that never happens again, because it's just dangerous. It's not fair. You know, if it's not necessary. Their bodies are already under so much stress from cutting weight. I think that's putting them at risk, you know, physically for a lot of different things. So
he said, just why don't you guys just wait until after he weighs in, give him a little chance to fucking rehydrate, and then you can take some blood.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could just stop testing.
That's another option too.
You know, when's the last time they caught someone?
That's not their purpose. They're like lawyers. They're just billable hours, man.
That's what it sounds like.
They're just running it up.
And then
the bill.
No. And then Real Convict on Twitter, he asks this question. He's like, hey, I mean, that's, were you thinking of Tyler Durden too? Luke Rockhold. You don't know where I've been, Lou. You don't know where I've been. You know, I love that in Fight Club where he's bleeding all over that bar owner going fucking bananas.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I wasn't thinking of that, but that's a good point, because he totally face fucked him with his face and bled all over. I'm gonna make you bleed my own blood. Like, that was pretty sweet. Because now Luke is on the delivering end of like some weird shit versus like Yoel Romero fucking making out with him after he knocked him out kind of shit. Luke's always the center. And how about all the trash Luke was talking prior to this fight about fighter pay and this and that? And then Dana White's saying, oh, that's a bunch of gibberish. But then after the fight, because Luke performed so well, Dana's like, I got nothing bad to say about Luke. He fucking performed, man. I mean, you can't shit on a guy, because literally when you think, I don't know, was it 3+ years since the last time he had a fight?
I think
multiple injuries, yeah, almost had his leg amputated. So, and doesn't have the training partners. He's not training with the Cain Velasquez in prison. Nurmagomedov retired, DC. So all those former champions, he doesn't get the courtesy to train with anymore. So I thought he looked respectable for being off that long. And I think he retired though too, didn't he?
Yeah, supposedly, but you know, you never can trust these guys when they're talking after a True. Loss like that. So, yeah. But I don't see any reason for him to continue. So, you know, it's just, he did. Yes.
Okay.
But
that's a tough fight. That's what I was saying prior to this, like Paulo Costa, that's a tough fight when you haven't fought in multiple years and your last win was 2017, like five years ago.
Yeah.
But man, you know, he didn't get knocked out. When you think about like all the times he got people like, oh, he doesn't have a chin anymore. Well, he took a lot of punishment, and credit to both guys, credit to Paulo.
Credit to him. Absolutely. Nice job. Can we talk about Jose Aldo versus Merab Dvalishvili?
You got it. Go get it.
How do you say that? I mean, perfect. so sad for Jose, right? I would say. I think he just got wrestle fucked kind of in this bad boy. Maybe our cardioed. I don't know if these guys train arrive 2 days or 30 days out.
Yeah, that's the point, right? But well, it's hard when the guy wants to wrestle fuck you and point decision you and then be like super happy, like, oh my god, I wrestle fucked you for a win, I'm the best ever. No you're not. That's not fucking fighting. That's fighting like a fucking bitch. I'm sorry.
Well,
I fucking hate that style.
I don't like it either, but I gotta say, Jose can't win a fight based on takedown defense, right? So he's got to do something.
And he defended pretty much everything, right?
He did
tire himself in the process.
That guy's takedown percentage is like 2. So, I mean, lots of attempts, no successes, right? But
yeah, still. And just wasting every. And I think you also judged it by how was the crowd's reaction? Yeah. They're booing the shit out of that. Nobody wants to see that. Yes, you win because you're technically a better wrestler. Well, you didn't technically take him down. You fucking stalled him out, right? So he couldn't strike you.
No, but it worked.
Yeah, but who wants to see that? That's the point. Like, I don't want to see that shit. No. Your goal should be finish the fight, not stall the fight so I don't get hurt and steal a win on points.
Yes.
So if you want to win that way, your prerogative, I'm not going to fucking root for you. And I feel like it's a disservice to Jose, because I think he even threw some leg kicks in this fight. Like, oh man, is he going to? Because that's always the debate when Jose gets in. I think Van Ouster's always harping on that. Like, is he going to throw leg kicks? We always have a hard on for Jose Aldo leg kicks, and he never throws them, but he could. He could fuck you up at any given moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I hate to see him go out like that, because I think he may have retired also.
Seems like
after
he
that
did.
Fight.
Yep.
And it's not the way you want to go out. And I hate these wrestlers that are trying to wrestle fuck the sport into submission. I feel like we got a lot of them again. But what are you going to do?
I don't know what to tell you.
Fire them all.
Fire them all.
I'm okay with this. So, and then let's move over to Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. We had Mike Perry winning the decision over MVP Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. I'm not surprised. I thought that was going to happen. I have a small clip that we'll show.
Oh, I was going to show the GIF, but if you got a clip, do it. Do it.
A little bit. Let's go no sound. This is first round. Mike Perry dropping MVP. So he's coming at him. MVP was trying to be all like, look at my range, but
my
MVP
down,
is more of a kicker. So when you go up against a brawler that's not afraid to fucking step into range, you got a problem.
Yeah, Mike Perry's pretty good at this bare knuckle boxing thing. I think he's figured out how to play this game.
Yeah. So. And if you look at their faces after the fight, I mean, Mike took some punishment too. He had a nice cut.
Wow.
And then MVP was kind of busted up.
A little bit, yeah. Tough as shit, these guys. Huh?
So, yeah. I don't know if that hurts either of them, because I feel like if you go to bare knuckle, it's kind of its own game. So I don't think that hurts MVP at all. Probably helps Mike Perry. And I think Mike Perry just calling out Jake Paul saying, look what I just did. You want to fight a real man? Come fight me. Mm-hmm. Interesting fight. I don't know who wins that one, actually, because I think Mike Perry might win that. He's got a hell of a lot of power, and he's not afraid to just fucking go in there and throw some bombs. So mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. So what else is happening out there?
Did you see this new fight poster between Chimaev and Diaz? UFC 279.
Mm. I like what this. Think?
September 10th. It. It's good stuff.
Oh, it's like on my anniversary. Look at that. I'll tell my wife, I'm sorry, we're going to have to not celebrate the anniversary today.
Because Diaz and Chimaev are fighting.
But that's the only good fight on that card, so.
You can still celebrate. Just celebrate early.
Yeah, maybe I'll do it September 9th.
I was thinking like September 10th, like an hour before.
Just... Oh, okay.
And by celebration, you know what I'm saying.
I think he's talking about the knowledge segment that I'm going to break up.
Oh, geez. I'm scared. We'll
circle back to that later.
Okay.
I'll move right along. Let me show you the Dominic Cruz KO, because I want to say not the best style for MMA is when you duck like a boxer into a kick and get your nose broken. Let's see it again.
That's just bad.
And I was talking to my brother about that one, because I said, some of these guys, and I mean, we learned that when we were taking all the fucking Muay Thai classes, when they're telling you, yeah, you're not going to fucking want to duck and bob like you do in boxing, because you're going to fucking eat a knee or a kick. Mm-hmm. And some of these guys, sure as shit. I mean, that was basically the Dominic Cruz fight, and like we're talking about the Usman fight, but Edwards got him to fucking duck into that kick, so it was pretty masterful. So, and how about Chito Vera? Someone posted this picture to show like what happened to his last four opponents. So look at their faces after they fought him, man.
Jesus.
Looks like a murder scene. I like this one.
Bad. Yeah, you don't like Dominic Cruz. You never. Who
do
him.
I like though? I like the hate more than I like, as far as fighting standpoint. So, mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of fighting standpoint, let's talk about our other sponsor,
True Classic. Ooh, ooh, ooh. They're a new sponsor, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. I'm wearing one right now. Finding the right t-shirt is incredibly frustrating. Most t-shirts are either way too tight or on your gut, or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer for a limited time only. Get 25% off with the code MMA at trueclassic.com.
That's right. Almost all men's t-shirts are designed to look good on skinny models with six packs, just like me. But many, or most of us, aren't packing anything but a few beers. Fellas, you are wearing the wrong clothes. True Classic tees taper off towards the bottom, but they fit tighter around the chest and shoulders. You see that? To make bigger guys look slimmer and slimmer guys look buffer. You heard that right, Bruce. You'll look buffer and slimmer at the same time. That's interesting. I like that. And it's time to highlight your best attributes with a T. I thought it said with a knee. I'm like the knee, fucking right to the skull. And a shirt you can always confidently throw on. And I'll tell you what, I'm going off script here. We were talking pre-show about how fucking nice these fit.
Oh, these are bad.
It's incredible.
Are super soft.
Smooth.
I put this thing on, like, and I walk out of my place where I get dressed. And my girlfriend's like doing this. She's like, what is this? I'm like, I don't know, it's a new t-shirt. She's like, this is nice. I'm like, I know, right? She's like, you look good in this t-shirt. I'm like, uh-oh. I know, right?
Make sexy times.
And we almost had to postpone the show, but I persevered, Matt, so that I could be here for this.
That's right.
And you know, it's about time you learn how to dress yourself properly. Yeah, gentlemen. Right. Upgrade your wardrobe with True Classic. Get 25% off at trueclassic.com with code MMA. And free shipping is included on purchases over $100. It's 100% risk-free with a guarantee of 30 days, and you can stay classic with True Classic.
Oh, I like to stay classic.
Isn't there classic. A song, You're So Classic? Isn't that like So Classic? Isn't that like Jonas Brothers or something? I don't know.
I'm not up on my Jonas Brothers.
Speaking of classic,
yeah,
I'm going to share this with you because our good friend Joanna Jędrzejczyk, enjoying her retirement in Thailand, looking quite relaxed.
Whoa.
It's like, I thought that said weather station.
That's all I see. Spread legs, coffee by her pie hole. I love this.
Hanging out there, doing a little. She looks like she's slimmed down, like not quite as muscular as before, but you know.
She looks good. I don't know. Her face is looking better.
Living her best life, enjoying herself, you know.
Looking good. I can't argue with this. When's she going to fight again?
Never.
I don't know. They always say that, right? Let's look at the UFC this weekend. What do we have? I'm psyched for this fucking main event fight. Ciryl Gane and Tai Tuivasa. It's a tough fight because I don't know. Is Gane going to fight the way he fought Ngannou?
I'm going to take Tuivasa in this one.
Yeah, I think I like that. Look at the odds on that. Jesus Christ. That is not right. Gane should not be minus 540.
No,
and Tuivasa plus 420. And then you also have Whitaker and Vettori at middleweight. So two solid fights and then a lot of other stuff going on. So I think it's the top two to watch for.
Mm-hmm.
And one other thing, did you see Rory McDonald retire from fucking everybody just retired,
yeah,
right?
He took PFL?
Yeah,
didn't fare so well a couple weeks ago. So
no, and I'm gonna pull up his record so we can kind of see like when things went south. It was probably the Robbie Lawler fight,
right there, man. That's he took the life. They killed
each
other.
1-2-3, and then Robbie Lawler too, and then it's just like loss, win, win, loss, draw, win, loss, win, loss, loss, win, loss, loss. Tough. It's tough. And PFL wasn't that much more helpful for him because it was he 2-4 in a PFL where I thought when he went over there, he should fare pretty well, but
he did not.
And I also wonder like how many of the UFC fighters when they go to another league are fucking shooting up the steroids. Because
all of them.
I don't think they are, unfortunately. No. I think they all should be, but I don't think they are. And I think that's why they're struggling. Because they're probably thinking, oh, I have to beat the drug test. Well, you only have the drug test fight day. You're not getting USADA'd. So I don't know if they're all acclimating to all the steroids they could be injecting and should be injecting. Maybe that's why they're not being as successful as the other guys, where they're just fucking running hot. Mark McGuire hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. What's happening out there?
This might be KO of the year. Check this out. He stiffens him and then gives him one more for good measure.
Ooh.
Leaves him standing. One more time. He's like, it's like the Frankenstein KO.
I feel like if you're going to knock someone out that hard, you should be giving him a hand job.
Good night. I mean, it's like, did he really need to throw another one in there?
Not really, but if you're not going to stop the fight, he should have head kicked him.
Right.
Spinning wheel kick. Edson Barboza style.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yep.
Here's what happened 13 years ago. Gina Carano, Chris Cyborg.
Whoa. Didn't go so well for Carano.
So hot.
You looked fantastic.
I'd like to be in the middle of this Oreo sandwich right now. I remember Carano mounted her. It had full mount. Which was very shocking for the Cyborg, but Cyborg beat her into fucking retirement. She retired and became.
Did she beat her into a living death?
Pretty much. It was horrific. These things happen in a maze.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. So I thought, didn't we talk about that a few weeks ago about Gina saying she would love to come back to MMA to fight Ronda Rousey? it's a tough fight for both of those ladies. I think they both have their own careers. Mm-hmm. Gina's was and probably still is a superstar, but she got too lippy on the Twitters and they fucking tried to cancel it. Well, they fired her from the fucking Mandalorian, which sucks, but you can't, there's no such thing as free speech for people, apparently. And then they said Tom Hardy won a couple of gold medals in jiu-jitsu as a blue belt.
Whoa.
Over the weekend, which I had no idea he was competing, but he was also, you know, back in the day in that Warrior movie, right? So I think he just continued his training, and I think he armbarred someone, and I don't remember how he won the other fight, and how, I don't remember how many he had, but it was gi, at least the one that I saw where he won by armbar. I don't know if he did gi and no gi, because how do you win two gold medals in jiu-jitsu in the same tournament?
Two different weight classes.
Maybe he did open weight at blue belt. I don't know. But impressive either way for a fucking actor to find the time. Like, are you working on your wares or you're working on your jiu-jitsus? Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened with BJ Penn? He did not win, unfortunately. He lost the Republican primary for governor of Hawaii's. I almost said Illinois.
Shocking.
Hey, he finished in second place, right?
Mm-hmm.
With 26% of the votes, and the winner got 52%. So I don't know if that's close or not in fucking politics.
It's not
to close. Me, he's in second place, and that sounds pretty close. But I don't know if he really had thoughts on a lot of the issues. BJPenn.com! Just run a trolley out. I was hoping he'd go win, because that would be interesting to see, like, a former UFC fighter as a governor of a fucking Hawaii's.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome.
Pretty cool. Because then maybe the UFC would actually hold an event in Hawaii.
It's like a former wrestler as the governor of Minnesota.
Right.
Jesse or a Ventura. Former movie star as the governor of California.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's.
Crazy.
And both in The Predator. That's weird. Maybe you need to be in The Predator to become a governor.
There you go.
Who's it? Carl Weathers? Is he still alive? Yes. Is he going to be next?
I think he died. I'm pretty sure he's dead. I could be wrong.
I don't know who else. Those are only three guys I could name from The Predator. Unless you go, you have to go, I think it was 1987 Predator. I don't know. Be wrong. What else is happening out there?
I got one more piece of new interesting news I just read the other day.
Yes.
Travel and Leisure asks what to do if your fight is canceled, according to a travel expert.
Okay. I'm interested. You've perked my titty balls.
I think this is a typo, but I found it funny that they headlined this that, because I did like a double take. I'm like, wait, what? And then I'm like, oh, that somebody totally fucking forgot. Maybe. The L.
Do I still have to make weight?
Here are some pro tips, from rebooking to scoring a refund. I don't know how you get a refund on your fight being canceled.
Yeah.
So what time is best to fly? So kind of funny.
I love it.
The intranets. Somebody's probably...
They're everywhere.
They get fired.
Face off fun. Flying knee.
Oh.
I don't know why we do this. Like, I'm still trying to figure out this league. Is it just... Or we call this face off fighting? Because it seems like everyone's just getting fucked up. Mm-hmm. And let's check in at the nursing homes. Because apparently... people are throwing bombs at your mom's in the nursing home. Let's get a little sound here. Let me share screen, a little sound. Things can get brutal here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, oh, throwing shit. Bombs.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck you back up.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
There's like no power on the shots, but... I don't think that's going to end well for either guy. I feel like broken hips are the recipe de jour, like the soup de jour.
I feel like they were egging him on. No good.
Probably. No power. It's probably the best, like, to have no power when you're that old. Now let's look at stupid training of the week. I've been seeing, like, the most insane shit going down. I feel like Cain Velasquez is somehow behind some of this, but there you go. Like, I've got a bleacher on my back. I'm doing fucking lunges, squats.
Seems safe.
He was walking on tires before that, doing a squat.
I mean, if he goes down, he's kind of fucked, isn't he? That was.
Oh, you're going to. I feel like you're going to separate a couple, maybe L5, L6 vertebrae.
Not good.
No. Let's do a little KO of the week. We may have seen this one before, but you know what? I'm not afraid. I'll fucking just do it. This is a little bare, straight up bare knuckle. I don't, maybe I'll give you sound. Maybe I won't. Fuck it. Oh, I'm pretty sure we saw that before. Oh, he's Brendan Schaubing at the end. This is what you call Brendan Schaubing.
Damn.
Try to pull guard on a ghost.
That was a bad one.
Yep.
Ouch.
Ouch. Moving right along. Did you know knees are pretty effective in a street fight?
I did not know this. You have a video to show?
I do.
What the hell?
Come on. Beat his ass. Beat his ass.
Oh, shit. I feel like that's child abuse. I don't think you should treat your child like that.
Oh, my God. That's bad.
Is that how you should treat children? Moving right along. Let's do a little tweet of the week. This is in response to Luke Rockhold. He was saying all sorts of shit at the press conferences prior to his fight. This is from Connoisseur of Combat, Luke Rockhold, given the business.
See this motherfucker right here? You got to do your fucking homework. See this motherfucker right here?
This.
You got to do your fucking homework.
It's too bad he's not like Rich Franklin, who was a legitimate teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Did you see Mackenzie Dern was at the UFC last weekend? I got a couple of images to share. Image one. Check out this outfit. Pretty cool, huh?
Pretty cool. That is pretty nice. That is pretty nice. It's funny you say that because I forgot about something. She was also at the Padres game hanging out.
Nice.
Throwing out the first pitch.
Oh, hey now.
Doing her thing. So... pretty nice.
She is fit as fuck.
She has a giant schnoz though. It's big.
I don't care. I give no fucks about her nose.
That's not schnoz.
The part I'm looking at. Because then they also posted the video of her. This is like the new Gina Carano. She not likes bad. To do work.
She does.
I can respect work. We're just going to go. I'm going on a run. Let's check in with Kay Hansen. He's doing work. Birthday weekend starts tonight. Doing work. Mm-hmm. Doing work.
Nice. Gotta
check my float. Let's do Misha Tate. Working out. She's showing off a booty workout or something. I'm not sure. No sound. Courtesy lunges. Courtesy she's doing. Lunges. Yeah. Courtesy.
Nice pants.
I'm like courtesy lunges. Butterfly bridges. These are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I could watch that all day. Misha Tate doing butterfly bridges. Never seen them before. First time. Oh, rock and roll. Yeah, Knowledges.
Knowledges. No, I mean, the new Game of Thrones thing is out as of yesterday. I haven't seen it yet, but I know you have. So I'm curious to know thoughts are without giving away too many spoilers. Yeah,
I'm not going to give any spoilers, except three. I'll just say, Brian and I watched it. He actually watched it. I talked to him today. He fucking enjoyed the shit out of it. He thought the same thing. It follows... like the first few seasons of Game of Thrones, which I actually just rewatched the whole thing. And I think I came to the same conclusion that you did of the original. You know, it wasn't that bad, like that whole last season. I think it was just the last show was what put that bitter taste in my mouth.
They jumped the shark a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And this one, my three takeaways of what makes a great show: tits, orgy, and saying the word cunt. That's all I'm saying. I got all three of those, and I don't know which way they're going to go, but I thought it was a really good start to which could be another epic series for HBO's.
All right. Fantastic.
And here's what I said I would circle back to, and I will share this. This is very interesting. It said, the rise of anal sex is destroying the anuses of thousands and thousands of women the world over. But why? Dicks. So I got to read this a little bit. So apparently, this is a Barstool Sports story. It says, women in the UK are suffering injuries and other health problems as a result of the growing popularity of anal sex among straight couples. Two NHS surgeons have warned. The consequences include incontinence and sexually transmitted infections. Apparently, we're changing STDs to STIs, as well as pain and bleeding because they have experienced bodily trauma while engaging in the practice. Like, what the fuck is going on? Are people just hammering that shit so hard?
I think they are.
No respect for the lady. Women who engage in anal sex are at greater risk from it than men. Increased rates of, there we go, fecal incontinence and anal sphincter injury have been reported in women who have anal intercourse. Women are at a higher risk of incontinence than men because there are different anatomy and effects of hormones, pregnancy, and childbirth on the pelvic floor. Women have less robust anal sphincters and lower anal canal pressures than men. I didn't know we had to check their asses like a fucking tire pressure thing. And damage caused by anal pressure, here you go, penetration is therefore more consequential. National Survey of Sexual Attitudes Research undertaken in Britain has found that the proportion of 16 to 24-year-olds engaging in heterosexual anal intercourse has risen from 12.5% to 28.5% over recent decades. Similarly, in the U.S., 30 to 45% of both sexes have experienced it. So why the increase all of a sudden? All the free porn?
Trying to prevent babies?
That's always a good reason. I lived in dorms freshman year, and our next door neighbor, his girlfriend would only take it anal because she was super religious and that didn't count as sex to her.
Okay.
And then I bumped into her a couple of years into college and she wanted to hang out with me. And I had to pass, unfortunately, because I was with my girlfriend who became my wife.
Nice.
So looking back, a good choice. And then I'll leave you with this one as it'll open up. And I need a lot of volume and this is going to be very loud and potentially uncomfortable. But goats are dirty fucking fighters. So look at these fucking goats going at it. Well, one goat's got his balls caught in the other goat's hornage. And he's like, ah! Ah! And this guy's trying to free. Oh my God. What? Why aren't you just kneeing that goat to the ground so you can get that guy's balls out?
Oh my God, that sounds terrible.
Oh, look at his poor balls.
I think you gotta knock that goat out and then get the
ball out. you gotta fuck that guy up because if he's making this noise.
Oh my God.
You can't stand for that. That's terrible. Unacceptable.
You always find the best stuff. It's
unacceptables. Alright, let's shut down.
Alrighty, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.